Good morning.
大家早。
I am doing well. My college has moved from Rockland County to Manhattan, and I first taught my first seminary class in Manhattan yesterday.
昨天是我第一天，在纽约市教课，因为我们的神学院已经从原来的地方搬到纽约市了。
My mother still lives in Chinatown, Manhattan, so I slept on her couch on Friday night.
而我妈妈呢，依然还住在纽约市的中国城，因此当我昨天去教课的时候，前天教课的时候，我就睡在我妈妈家里的客厅房沙发上。
Okay, as you can see on the screen in English, we're talking about why and how to pray.For the Hong Kong protests for the sermon today.
我想大家如果看到荧幕上面写的英文的题目的话，就知道今天所讲的题目是我们为何以及如何要为香港的局势来祷告。
This is actually a very different kind of sermon that I am not used to. It'll touch a little bit upon politics.
今天我要与大家分享的正道与一般我所讲的不同，因为今天会涉及到一些政治的敏感议题。
I told George if I say anything offensive to edit it out in the translation.
我跟 George 我的翻译说，如果说我讲的话有任何比较涉及敏感以及冒犯的话，就请我的翻译把中间这些省略掉。
Let me just take you back a little bit as part of my life, just to let you know where some of this.Conviction comes from.
我想在这里，我想就稍微讲述一下我自己的背景，以及我为什么有特别在意今天所要提的议题。
About 30 years ago, in 1989, I was a young pastor in Chinatown.
也就在三十年前的时候呢，我那个时候在1989年的时候。我才是刚刚成为一个非常在中国城成为一个非常年轻的牧师。
I was not married. I was much skinnier, and it was one of the best jobs I've ever had.
我那个时候单身，身材也非常的瘦，因此我觉得在那一段时间是我人生当中最快乐的时间。
I got to eat Chinatown food. I got to play a lot of basketball. I got to tell young people that Jesus loves them.And I got paid for it.
我在那边，我可以在那边中国城吃中国东西，然后我可以跟其他年轻人打篮球，然后可以跟他们分享福音。不单单如此，我还因此能够收到薪水，这实在是非常快乐的时光。
The church was in Chinatown, and many people just would walk to the church, or you could walk to a park in Chinatown. It was a small community.
在中国城里面，我的教会就在中国城的当中，因此人来人往，那个就是属于中国城的一部分。
Around June 4th of 1989,
也就在1989年6月4号的时候
，I can't exactly remember if it was before June 4th or after June 4th. I was in the church.
我已经不记得那个时候是在六四之前还是六四之后。而我记得是那个时候我人在教会。
And the Tiananmen Square protests were in the news.
然后那个时候六四的学生运动呢就在各大的新闻电台里面播送。
I was in the church preparing a sermon for that Sunday on something like why you should be tithing to the church.
我还记得那个时候我正在教会准备讲章，我记得我那时候准备讲章的时候是本来讲要说要如何鼓励大家做十一奉献。
And I remember hearing down the street at Columbus Park, which is 2 blocks away from my church, a protest.
但是也就在那个时候我突然听见就是两个街口以外的一个公园里面看见有群众聚集在那边抗议。的声音传到我的耳中。
There are many angry voices in English and in Chinese, expressing anger over what the Chinese government had done at Tiananmen Square.
也就在那个时候，我听见很多中英夹杂的声音在那边抗议中国政府对这些学生所做出来的行为。
Most of the people in Chinatown at the time were Hong Kong people and very pro-democracy people.
实际上在那个时候中国城里面的居民大部分是从香港来的而且是非常倾向民主制度的背景
I put my materials down I took a walk to Columbus Park and I sat listening to the protesters
因此我就把我正在写的奖章放下来我开始走到教堂外面去看这些发生的事情
and I saw their emotion and I came back to the church and I threw aside all the stuff I was working on
也就在那个时候我看见大家的激情于是当我回来的时候就把我桌上正在写的笔记拿开我开始想从头开始写我的奖章
I told the church secretary can you please make me a big sign with English letters and Chinese words saying how sermon on Sunday will be on how to and why to prayFor the Tiananmen Square events.
也就在那个时候，我就跟我们教会秘书说：“你行不行帮我做一个非常大的海报？在海报上面写是如何为现在正在天安门广场的学生们来祷告。”
To this day, I don't know if anybody from the neighborhood walked in to hear me, but I felt good that we had a sign up.
一直到如今我仍然不知道那一次所做出来的教会的海报有没有导致有一些人因为这样的海报进入了教会来听那天的讲道
At that time, I remember thinking about the people in Columbus Park and I wanted them to know that even though my church was not a political organization, it still loved peopleAnd it still wanted to teach people how to draw comfort from God.
我在那个时候，虽然我想跟社区表达的是说，我们教会虽然并不是有一个政治立场的教会，但是我想借着这样的一个海报，告诉社区，我们教会是为着人的所经历的困难，却愿意为他们祷告，知道神爱他们。
Well, here we are 30 years later, and I still have the same.Feelings and same convictions. Let's go to the next slide here.
现在三十年过去了，我依然有同样的意念在我心中。
I'm going to try to present some information about what has been happening in Hong Kong over the last 13 weeks or so.
我想再借此跟大家介绍一下过去香港13个礼拜以来所发生的事情。
Let me just say, I tried really hard to draw from news sources that are neutral. That is to say, it's all from New York Times, CNN, Associated Press, Western sources.
我想跟大家表达的是，我尽量希望能够保持一个中立的立场，从一些中立的媒体里面把所知道的信息能够与大家来陈述。
This is a photograph from the New York Times from last Friday.
这个是从上个礼拜《纽约时报》上面所登的照片出来的。
So this is the protest this current weekend. You can see the police in riot gear shooting what I guess is tear gas. You can see some flames there. I don't know what those are about. But it's a pretty volatile situation.
所以在这边大家可以看见现在所有的警察都有全副的武装然后准备好他们也带了有瓦斯枪以及所有防卫以及武器去试图要去震爆
Now like I said this is kind of a political issue my goal is not to take a sideOr to argue for a side, it is to say, as Christians, we ought to be concerned.
所以我再一次跟大家说，这是一个有关政治的事件。但是我想在这边要表达的是，我们基督徒在我所要表达，并不是说我要站在哪一个立场，而是说我们基督徒应该怎么样去看检验这件事情。
So I suppose this sermon is for the person sitting here who thinks I don't live in Hong Kong.I don't live in China. This is not my concern.
所以我想我针对的会众针对的听众是有一些人觉得说我今天不生活在中国我也不生活在香港那这件事情也许与我无关。
I guess I am also speaking to anybody here who's thinking the church should not be is not a political organization and it is not even necessarily a pro-democracy organization, so I am not concerned.
所以我也想对这些有一些会众，也许觉得说教会不应该是一个政治的组织，也不应该是一个所谓的鼓动民主的一种组织。因此，我们不应该对香港所发生的事情有所讨论。
So when I say in the title "How and Why to Pray," in a way, I'm not really talking about your prayer life. I'm really talking about what's in your heart.
所以当我说应该如何以及为什么要让为香港的情势来祷告的时候，我所讲的并不是说你们要如何做。我想最主要的，我想跟你们的心来讲话。
Okay, there's several things that will happen in the sermon. I will recap some details of what has been happening over the last 13 weeks for those who are not informed, and then I'll present reasons why to pray for this situation, and I'll offer suggestions on how to pray.
因此我会花一点时间来与大家陈述在过去这段时间香港所发生的事情，然后我们说我们应该采取一个怎么样的态度为他们来祷告。
I was at another church in Long Island just a few weeks ago, and I was talking a little bit about this, and someone came up to me saying, "Oh, we never talk about this."
所以在几个礼拜以前，我在长岛讲道的时候，讲道完以后，我也提到有关香港发生的事情。突然就有教会人来到我面前说，哎，我们教会从来不涉及政治的。
So in my heart, I thought, "Oh, that's too bad." And so that motivated me to try to say, maybe at this church we can be different.
所以我那时候心里想，哎呀，这样子实在不太好吧。所以当我来到主爱之家的时候，我希望也许主爱之家会有一个不同的态度去面对这件事。
Let's go to the next slide, and I'll try to talk about. Okay, first some background information. What is the protest all about?
所以我在这边跟大家介绍一下为什么背景，为什么会开始有这些抗议的行动。
There's a lot of words up there. In English, Fugitive Offenders and Mutual Legal Assistance in Criminal Matters Legislation Bill 2019. That's a piece of proposed legislation to the Legislative Council of Hong Kong this year.
这件事情起源于在2019年的时候，香港立法会想要通过一条逃犯以及刑事互相法的一个条例。
That picture is, I think, from around February of earlier this year when they had a press conference regarding just a proposed law.
所以这个照片也就是当他们开始要起草这个条例的时候，是设于2019年二月左右的时间。
I need to let you know this is how the protests began, but it seems to me thatIt's no longer really about this.
我想这个也就是这个抗议的缘由，但是我相信现在研发到一个地步，已经与这个条例没有直接的关系了。
So the events developed quite rapidly.
所以这一件事情就如滚雪球一样，开始有产生了许多的变化。
And the protests have a tendency to morph.Into other issues.
所以这些抗议的人士的观点开始已经转换他们主要的焦点了。
But let me just see if I can get through this one. Let's go to the next slide here. Okay, this law was proposed by the Hong Kong government in February, and as you can see on the slide here in English, it proposes to establish a mechanism to transfer fugitives from Hong Kong to Taiwan and mainland China.It was being considered by the Legislative Council of Hong Kong. So that's like their Congress. It arose because a year ago, a Hong Kong man was accused of murdering his girlfriend in Taiwan in 2018. He's actually confessed to this crime. And there was no way to try this man in Taiwan. He returned to Hong Kong. There's no way to extradite him to Taiwan. And so there was this legal loophole that the government was trying to close.
那这个条例的起草的原因是开始于在2019年二月开始有这个起草方案。起草的内容乃是希望能够借着中港台三地的司法部的互相互助， 能够遣送如果在任何一方有犯罪的逃犯可以互相的司法能够遣送逃犯回到犯罪地点那之所以开始有这个起草的原因乃是因为在前一年也就是2018年的时候有一位香港人士到台湾把他自己的女朋友给谋杀了之后他回到香港而中港台三地并没有法律能够使香港政府遣送这个罪犯回到台湾去定他的罪因此他们三地希望能够借着这个法律来把这个法律当中的漏洞给补起来
How's George doing? Is he getting all the technical words right?
大家觉得翻译怎样
This is in English called the extradition bill
那对英文来说这个属于叫做罪犯遣送法
Everything started, all the fuss started because of this proposed law.
那所有事情的根源开始于也就是这个法律草案的起草
I want you for a moment just to see that this seems to be a rather reasonable thing just by looking at this screen
我想让大家所知道的就是我们单单看这个起草的内容会觉得这个法案是非常合情合理的
Okay, this was a loophole that the government was trying to close.
这乃是一个法律的漏洞，而政府希望能够把这个法律的漏洞给填补起来。
The guy who murdered his girlfriend has literally gotten away with murder.
也就是这位香港男子，当他把自己女朋友谋杀之后，他就可以回到香港，就逍遥法外了。
All they were able to do was to convict him on money laundering, which is a far less severe crime.
而香港政府所能定他的罪的呢，也只能定他是一个洗钱罪，与他杀人罪来相比，实在不足为道。
But as with many things in life, there are many emotions tied to this extradition bill.
但是呢，这一个法律的法。案的成立呢，却引起许多大家情绪化的一个反应。
Okay, so let's go on to the next slide, and I'll just try to explain a little bit more. Let's say if you're in support of this extradition bill, supporters say, okay, if we pass this, it will keep Hong Kong from becoming a haven for suspected criminals. Otherwise, it's a hangout place for all these people who want sanctuary. People who support it also say it's consistent with the State Council, which is.The Beijing government's position that while Hong Kong, as a specially administrative region, exercises a high degree of autonomy, it does not exercise full autonomy, which was reaffirmed after the 2014 Umbrella Revolution protests in Hong Kong.
那如果大家如果有人是支持这个法案的话，他们的立场是说，因着这个法案就可以使香港成为一个法治的一个地方，不会成为一个黑暗的地方，以至于所有罪犯可以在这边得到隐藏。那另外的也说，这个也符合在2014年经过雨伞抗争的行动之后，他们所制出的一个北京的一个条例，就是让香港有足够的自治独立权，但是也不是完全的独立自治。
So the Beijing government says that Hong Kong is in a special category.
所以在北京对香港来说，香港是属于一个特别的行政区。
When the British returned Hong Kong in 1997, that was the agreement that Hong Kong would have a high degree of autonomy, but not full autonomy.
当1997年英国政府把香港这块地归还给中国的时候。中国曾经应许香港将会有一个自治行政区，但是呢，也不是完全独立。
My son has a driver's license, so he wants some freedom to drive.
我的儿子，比如说我的儿子，他有驾照，那他希望他有完全的自由去随时去开车。
Okay, so my wife and I say, all right, you have a driver's license. You have a lot of autonomy to go wherever you want. You do not have full autonomy. We're not going to give you the keys.
那我跟我太太说，是的，我们对这个孩子，对你有完全的自主开车权，但是呢，也没有完全的，因为车子钥匙还是在我们手里。
So it's kind of like that. Hong Kong, the Beijing government feels like Hong Kong wants the keys to the car. No, you're not going to have keys to the car. You have a lot of autonomy, but not full autonomy.
所以对北京来政府来说，香港对你可以有自己自治的到某一种地步，但是你也不能完全自治。
Okay, so that's the emotions about this extradition bill on the Beijing side.
所以大家可以体会从北京的这个角度来看这件事情，他们的心境是这样的。
There are emotions about this extradition bill on the protesters side, which we'll go to next.
而但是对抗议的人来说，他们也有自己的背景跟情绪在里面。
Okay, so if you're a protester and you're opposing this extradition bill, you say it will open the door for any civil rights activist in Hong Kong to be arrested on trumped up charges and sent to the mainland.
所以如果您是反对这个法案的话，你就会认为这个法案就开了一个门，让北京有机会罗织罪名，在任何香港人里面对政府有异议的人士，可以罗织一个罪名，可以然后把这些人加重罪名遣送回中国大陆。
So、can you see just from what I wrote? There's a mistrust that's going on. We suspect the government will abuse this law.Which was meant for like this murderer guy, and send away anybody who speaks against the Beijing government to the mainland for trial.
所以大家可以从这个法案当中看到他后面的情绪吗？因为大家对北京政府不信任，认为中国会利用这个条款去成为一个借口，去把这些异议的人士借由这样的条款遣送中国。
Okay, let me just say another thing about the emotions. Opponents also say China's President Xi Jinping has been slowly chipping away at the 50 years of autonomy Hong Kong was promised up to 2047. That's a big year that they quote, when Great Britain turned it over to China as a special administrative region in 1997. This law would infringe upon the quote-unquote one government, two systems arrangement that was agreed upon.
而大家可以体会这些反对人士他们后面的心情跟背景是说，他们认为现在中国的总理习近平希望借着各样的事情慢慢把香港自治的权利给蚕食。而当时在1997年香港归回给中国的时候，中国应许说会让香港有一个特别自治权利，一直延续50年，也就是到2047年。
Okay, so on the protesters' side, there is also suspicion about the motives of the Chinese president.
因此，这些抗议人士对于中国开始有这个条款，它后面的动机产生了怀疑。
We had an agreement about limited autonomy, but it looks to us.Like you're trying to take away that limited autonomy now and not granting it for the 50 years that the agreement said you were supposed to do.
纵然在1997年的时候你容许香港有限制的自治权，但是看起来事情的演变，香港的自治权越来越减弱，越来越少了。
When I have arguments with my wife, it's always about something that starts off, like who's supposed to take out the garbage?
我想每次当我跟我太太开始争吵的时候，经常是从生活当中的一些小事开始的，比如说应该今天应该谁倒垃圾。
But after a while, I start insulting her, and she starts insulting me, and then after a while, the fight's no longer about the garbage; it's about everything that got attached to it.
但是当我们开始吵的时候，我们就开始为对方的动机以及对对方的所有的过去开始吵了，以至于吵到最后。已经不跟前面说要倒垃圾的事情无关了。
So I think the argument in Hong Kong is very similar. It started with this extradition bill, but all these other emotions got attached to it.
但是 我想回头过头来看这个香港的现今天发生的事情就有如如此。当时之开始之为什么有冲突乃是因为这个法案，但是到最后所发展的情势已经跟这个法案没有多大的关系了。
Okay, everybody following so far?
大家可以跟着我的 思想来走吗？
Okay, let me now retrace some of the history over the last summer, just so you can see how this has built up. Let's go on the next slide.
所以我们再回到讲到去年暑假的时候所发生的事情，所以大家可以知道整个事情的演变。
Let's just give a brief timeline. This lady here on the left is the chief executive of Hong Kong.Her name is Carrie Lam.
那我在这边想介绍这个在旁边这个女士，就是现在香港的特首林郑月娥。
And the man on the right is the president of China. His name is Xi Jinping.
而在右边的是中国总理习近平。
It's fair to say they have been kind of the target.Of the anger of the protesters.
也可以说今天所发生的冲突，这两位乃是所有冲突人当冲突事件当中所针对的对象。
Just so you know, Carrie Lam is not an elected official in Hong Kong.
我也再跟大家补充一个背景，也就是林郑月娥这个特首并不是民选出来的。
She is basically appointed. By the government in Beijing.
乃是北京政府所指派的。
So, as the protests have developed, the demands have kind of changed. So, one of the demands is that she should resign as the chief executive.
所以因着冲突以及抗议事件开始越来越升温的时候，开始其中的一个诉求就是希望林郑月娥下台。
The Western coverage of Carrie Lam, I think, has been fairly positive. She is portrayed as someone who's stuck between trying to have dialogue with the protesters and also trying to follow the policies of Beijing.
在西方的媒体来陈述林郑月娥这个人的时候，我想是采取一个比较正面的一个形态去描写他，我们是描写他，林郑月娥是夹在北京政府以及香港抗议人士的中间。
Let's advance the slide and I'll show you just some pictures of the events over the last summer. And some of you will recognize these if you were kind of following the events. So let's advance the slide. Thank you.Okay, so everything begins around June 9th. I still remember this picture, and I still remember thinking, ah, I don't see any weapons, so that's not too bad. 1 million protesters marched to the government headquarters in Hong Kong and protest mostly peacefully.
那开始有事抗议游行的时候是开始于6月9号。当时我看见这个游行出来的时候，看见有上百万的人士开始走到香港政府去做一个和平的抗议。
Okay, so we keep on advancing though. It wasn't long before some violence breaks out. So the next slide should cover June 12th. And there you can see some of the tear gas that the police are using. And if they have guns, they have rubber bullets. So another demonstration.Shows police using tear gas and rubber bullets on the protesters.
所以刚开始的时候是一个非常和平的一个诉求，但是很快的事情演变到一个到武力冲突的时候，也就在六月十二号的时候，我们开始看见警察他开始用瓦斯弹以及橡皮子弹去阻挡这些抗议民众。
So I still remember around this time of the summer getting a little nervous because now if the police are using physical means to restrain the crowd, they might be tempted to retaliate back with further violence.
当时我看见这个事情的演变的时候，我心里就开始紧张了，因为看见当警察开始使用武力去做这些镇压的一个举动的时候，很可能就激发对方也用武力去反抗。
Let's go on to the next slide. Okay, now, remember I talked about a lot of emotions, right?
So, 大家知道我刚刚提到大家两边都蛮有了情绪。
That's the LegCo building, the Legislative Council building in Hong Kong. And this is a protester forcibly entering, and they don't have pictures, but they apparently got some spray paint, and they spray painted anti-Beijing graffiti messages on images in the building.
那也就在7月1号的时候，开始有异议人士，抗议人士就进入了香港的立法会，并且涂进行涂鸦，以及一些设施上的破坏。
So this is where some of the emotions start coming in. Like I mentioned, if my wife and I are arguing about the garbage, this is where she starts insulting me. This is where I start insulting her. You're always this way. You're always unreasonable. So all things that have nothing to do with the garbage come into the argument. Here's a little bit of that coming in here.
所以大家也可以看见，就好像我刚刚提到，当我跟我太太吵架的时候，本来是一个非常稀疏平常的日常生活。 但是吵到最后，我们两个人情绪都开始失控。从现代的对抗当中，大家也看见，这现代事件就有如此发生一样。
Let's go on to the next slide here. Do you know anybody who got stuck? Protesters at the Hong Kong airport caused it to shut down for 2 days. Hundreds of flights are canceled. I have a friend who couldn't get out of Hong Kong for a couple of days, but. Some of the more violent images were at that airport. So that's a picture that I got off the New York Times around August 11th.
我不知道大家有没有认识人在香港机场滞留，也就在8月11号的时候，这些抗议人士进入香港机场，导致整个飞机飞行停顿，上百个航班因此无法飞行。
You can also see that there's a growing escalation of unrest.
大家也看见这其中的激动开始升级了。
Let's go on to the next slide here. Okay, I don't know if you guys remember this one. This is where I got very nervous.
我不知道大家还记不记得这个图片，当我看到的时候，我心情是非常的紧张。
Right outside the border of Hong Kong is Shenzhen, and there were reports of Chinese troops amassing along that border. This is a picture off the New York Times. And that made me very nervous.
当我看见在8月12号的时候，中国解放军以及聚集他们的武力以及军队就在香港边界的深圳的时候，我那个时候就开始非常的紧张。
Like I still remember 1989. And so I thought, could this be another Tiananmen Square?
因为那个时候就让我回想起89年的六四运动，我就想，会不会又来一次六四的活动呢？
Thank goodness nothing happened. So right after August 12th, things died down and the protests actually became very peaceful for a couple of weeks.
还好经过8月12号时候，这个彼此的冲突开始降温，他们并没有升级到武力互对的地步。
Go on to the next slide here. Okay, now I have to let you know that not everybody in Hong Kong was anti-Beijing. So there were also pro-police rallies that occurred in Hong Kong near this legislative council, and their chant was Safeguard Hong Kong. You see a lot of the Chinese flags. They're not American flags or Hong Kong flags. They're Beijing, mainland China flags. They're against the protesters.
而在这边我也想说明的是，在并不是所有的香港居民都是反对这个条例的，或者反对北京当局的作为。也就在8月17的时候，也有一群人出来，他们举着保卫香港的旗号，以及把中国的旗帜抬出来，希望能够。 把整个局势给缓和下来。So
I want you to see the country is somewhat divided. Like families have family members who are pro-protesters, other family members who are pro-Beijing, and it becomes a very uncomfortable conversation.
所以大家可以想象到，当时这样的情况开始发生的时候，在社会当中。 开始不单单是彼此，甚至在家庭里面都有不同的立场，开始有互相对立的情况发生。The
division reminds me quite a bit about the pro-Donald Trump and anti-Donald Trump discussion here in America.
这种分裂的情况让我想起，在美国也有同样的，有些人是愿意支持川普的，而有些人是非常反对总统川普的。
Okay, we're getting closer and closer to the present day. So let's go on to the next slide here.
我们就越来越接近现在今天的时间了。我们来看看。
Okay, this is August 24th. I guess that's going to be 3 or 4 weeks ago.
接下来就是8月24号，也就是几个礼拜以前发生的事。
This is kind of a strange form of violence. The protesters begin to pull down traffic cameras.
这是一个非常奇怪的一个现象。我们看见这些抗议人士开始把管制交通的摄像机给拉下来。
Even in New York City, if you drive certain streets, there's a camera posted on the traffic light to catch you if you went through a red light.
如果大家在纽约市开车的话，你也会看见在纽约市的马路上有这些管制交通的摄像机。
There's an area in Hong Kong where they have some of these cameras, and the protesters, and I remember, I'm talking about the emotions now, the emotions the protesters think, okay, now Beijing is surveilling us, so we need to get rid of Big Brother.
所以我们在这边也可以看见这些抗议人士他们的心情，他们认为北京现在正在用利用香港的公众设施的摄像机正在监察他们，因此他们要把这个摄像机给拉下来。Okay,
again, that's to let you know there's a lot of emotion attached to.
所以我再一次强调，大家可以想象到两边他们的情绪的演变吗？
I think the next slide will bring us to the present day. Yes, okay, September 4th.
接下来我们就看见我们最近才发生的事情，也就是9月4号。
Wednesday.
也就是上个礼拜三。
Carrie Lam withdraws the extradition bill.
林郑月娥就把这个罪犯遣送法案呢给撤回了。Okay,
remember, in early June, that's what the protest was all about. They wanted for her to withdraw that bill.
大家还记得当6月他们开始抗议的时候，主因就是希望林郑月娥能够把这个条例给撤回吗？
Throughout the summer, she said, we're going to delay the bill. The bill is dead. But she never withdrew it. On September 4th, just of this week, she withdrew the bill and she gave in to the original demand of the protest.
而经过整个暑假的期间呢，林郑月娥一直说这个法案呢将会滞缓，而且到最后不会通过。但是到上个礼拜三的时候，他就正式宣布要把这个法案撤回，也就是符合原来这些抗议人士他们所提出的要求。Did
the protest stop?
但是抗议有没有因此而停止呢？Did
everybody go home?
是不是大家后来就回家了呢？
No, of course not. The protests and the police violence.
当然没有，抗议仍然持续，而警察的武力的暴力仍然在进行当中。
So depending on the sources you look at, the protest demands now are beyond that extradition bill. A lot of them have to do with investigations into the police brutality that has been used. It's also some will also be calling for Carrie Lam to resign. There are various different demands.
如果大家有跟从现在所事情的演变的话，大家就知道这一些香港的抗议，他们的诉求不单单只有一项了。他们另外还要提到说要侦查这些警察暴力，以及要林郑月娥下台等等的诉求。
If you're like me, you try to follow. It gets very complicated. I have seen photos of people calling for Hong Kong independence, joining in on these protests, but I do not think that is a generally considered to be a demand of the protest.
但是如果您有一直去观看这些事情的发展的话，你就会看见在这些抗议人士当中，也有一群人出来，他们说要宣立，要想要有香港独立。 他们有其他的抗争，以至于整个情势开始复杂化了。
It's complicated. Okay, so now that I've surveyed the history, let's go to the real questions I wanted to address. Why pray for the Hong Kong protests?
那我跟大家讲述背景之后，我想跟大家回到正题说，我们为什么要为香港的抗议行动来祷告。
The passage that we read earlier, 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2, is the main passage that describes how Christians ought to be concerned in prayer for political things.
在这边我要与大家分享一些经文，也就是基督徒应该要为现在政局的发展以祷告来求告神。
Okay, even as I've been presenting this history and some of these issues, maybe some of you in your heart have been praying, right? And if you wanted to petition God or intercede for any of the people there, or even give thanksgiving that something good has come about, the Bible says you ought to be offering those things.
当我正在陈述这些背景的时候，也许诸位有些人在心中已经开始为香港来祷告。在经文告诉我们，我们要为这些人代求。如果有好的发展，我们要感谢。
Okay, verse 2 says, for kings and all those in authority, it does not specify only democratically elected kings and only democratically elected those in authority.
但第二节这边说，为君王和一切在位的也该如此为他们祷告。那这一些君王或者在位的，也没有说是一定是民选出来的在位的人士，我们要为他祷告而已。
The Roman government at the time at which Paul wrote this to Timothy was not an democratically elected.
在罗马政府，也就是当保罗写这封书信的时代，当时的掌权政府呢，他们出来的带领人也不是民选出来的。
The goal in verse 2 that we may live peaceful and quiet lives.
在第二节这边告诉我们，因此可以使我们敬虔端正、平安无事的度日。
So the pictures I've been showing you are not peaceful and not quiet.
但是我们知道，我们刚刚所给大家看的照片，并不是平安无事。So
if you came in thinking I don't want to get involved in politics, or I don't want to concern myself with such things, I do want to at least challenge you with this command from 1 Timothy 2.
如果今天您来聚会之前，你的心态是想说我不想涉及任何政治方面的事情的话，我挑战大家，让我们的注意力专注在第二节这边。
But there's a second reason I want to get to real quickly. Next.
第二个原因是
Okay, I think it is missional. To pray for the Hong Kong protest.
我认为我们为香港来祷告也是传福音的一种表现。
Okay, remember I told the story that I went out to Chinatown in the park, heard the protesters, and then changed my sermon? That's a little bit of the thought that I'm getting across here.
30年前，当我到中国城外面去看这些示威行动的时候，就改变我原来讲到的内容吗？现在我有经历同样的心境。See,
even if you yourself are unconcerned about what the events in Hong Kong, you probably have a family member or a friend, a Chinese friend, who is concerned.
就算您个人对于香港所发生的事情没有直接的影响，而且你也不去想它，但是我相信您一定有中国朋友或者从香港来到来的，他们心聚于香港所发生的事情。Forgive
me, but that picture on the screen there is from my neighborhood in Chinatown, Manhattan. That is something called the Lenin Wall. It is on Grand Street near Eldridge, where I went to middle school.
我在这边，我现在照的照片是，也就是在我学校附近，靠近中国城的一个地方，那边有一面墙，贴了许多的大字报。我们说那是一个列宁墙，可以贴任何的语言上去。
So that particular picture was like a pro-Hong Kong wall, and then someone defaced it with a pro-Beijing message. But anyway, that says to me. That my neighborhood is concerned about such things.
所以在那一道墙上面贴了很多香港抗议人士的一些海报以及文宣。那另外从愿意支持北京政府的人就开始用涂鸦在上面污蔑另一方的人。那这一样的事情就发生在我学校附近。
Let's go to the next slide, and I'll just read you. Next thing here. Okay, it's missional to be concerned about the protests since our Chinese neighbors tend to be worried about them. If our Chinese neighbors come to see that House of Christ love is unconcerned, they may be prone to believing that the Christian church is unconnected to real life. I'd like to see the opposite. If they see that House of Christ love is also concerned, they are more likely to view the Christian church as connected to real life.
为什么这个跟传福音有关系呢? 试想如果我们中间有华人在这个社区的, 当他们来到主爱之家的时候, 发现主爱之家都不谈及任何香港所发生的事情, 他们就会觉得主爱之家与现实生活是脱节的。 但是他们知道主爱之家对于香港所发生的事情有许多的热情以及感动在后面的话，他们就认为这个是一个基督教会是与现实生活是连结的。
I sometimes think that if a church publicizes that they're going to have, let's say, a prayer meeting about the Hong Kong protests, and that they advertise it just on the street, that maybe one or two people might be interested, even if they have no interest in God, they might show up just because they're interested in what's happening in Hong Kong.
我深信如果一个教会愿意张贴出来，他们会特别为香港的情势有一个特别的祷告会的话，我相信会有一两位会被 因此被吸引而进入教会，纵使他们不是基督徒。The
Christian life is connected to real life.
因为一个基督徒的生命应该是与现实生活连结的。Okay,
let's go to this third slide here. I sort of feel like the gospel is also at stake. This is reason number three for why pray. Church leaders may be at risk.
第三点，我认为这个也影响到我们整个福音的工作，都会因着香港抗议活动产生影响。That
picture there is his name is Bob Fu.
现在照片上的这位人士是Bob Fu，他姓傅。Okay,
you probably don't know who he is.
也许大家不知道他是谁。He
is an acquaintance of mine.
他是我的一个朋友。
He heads up an organization called China Aid.
他在那边，他主导了一个支持中国的一个组织。If
there is someone who's being detained or held in prison unjustly by the Chinese government, he recruits the legal help to try to get the person out.
那所谓支持中国的组织，乃是帮助这些因着政治 观点与北京不同而被逮捕的人士呢，他会帮助这些异议人士经由法律的程序以及律师来保护他们，使他们能够释放出来。And
most of the people he tries to help are pastors.
而主要他针对的这些要帮助的对象，乃大部分都是牧师。So
I put him up there because he represents to me how Chinese church leaders may be at risk if the extradition bill gets passed and if the Chinese government becomes suspicious of church leaders in Hong Kong.
那他也是跟我联络的其中一点，他就把他的观点告诉我。他说香港之所许多人之所以抗议，就是惧怕这个法律一旦通过的话，中国会利用这条法律把这些异议人士 经由这样的法律呢，把他们遣送中国。But
I like putting his picture up there because he represents an unexpected outcome through political events that God might
orchestrate. 但是我之所以把这一个人的照片与大家分享，因为我想他后来事情的演变 从他的观点来说，成为一个超乎令人意想不到的一个立场。You
see, Bob Fu is a Christian today, but on June 4th, 1989, he was an atheist studying to become, I guess, a member of the Communist Party.
那至于这位傅先生的背景，傅弟兄的背景呢？他在1989年之前，他乃是一个无神论主义者。 但是经由六次的事件之后，他成为一个基督徒了。He
was a university student protester in Tiananmen Square.
他当时乃是在天安门六次事件当中抗议学生成员之一。He
knows people who were shot on June 4th.
他知道哪些人在六四广场被枪杀的。
after the massacre in Tiananmen Square, Bob Fu tells me that he became disillusioned with the Communist Party and was very hungry spiritually, and someone witnessed to him and he became a Christian.
当在六四屠杀事件发生之后, 这位傅弟兄就告诉我, 当时他就开始, 脑海中觉得人生是绝望的。 他说一个在一个无神论的一个, 观念当中, 人生是没有盼望的。
At the time, he was targeted by the China government and he got political asylum to come to the United States. And he became actually one of my seminary students at Westminster Seminary in the 90s.
他后来, 成为, 中国政府所要针对逮捕的对象, 而经由政治庇护, 他来到美国, 他到美国之后, 信了主, 信主之后, 进入我的神学院, 成为我的其中的一个学生。
So in my mind, he kind of represents a you-never-know kind of thought, like something as tragic as Tiananmen Square, the Lord used that tragic event to turn around Bob Fu's life, and now he's doing great things for the gospel, but it arose out of this massacre.
在我来说，我就想用他做一个例子。 当我们看见事情演变好像都是绝望的时候，我们突然看见一个意想不到的一个结果。神在他生命当中做工，他成为这个整个悲剧当中的一个盼望。So
you never know what God might do behind the scenes in a lot of these political unrest situations.
所以我们从来不知道神的手到底要借由我们看起来好像是非常混乱、非常危险的政治情况当中，神到底要做什么？
Let me try to wrap things up. We'll go down to this last slide, which is how to pray.
到最后来，我们来看我们应该如何祷告呢？
I just had to make this one point that many of the protesters are Christians.
我在说许多抗议的人，他们本身是基督徒。
And the New York Times says that one of the anthems of the protesters is a song, Sing Hallelujah to the Lord.
而这些抗议人士当中，这些基督徒，他们一个主题歌乃是Hallelujah赞美主。
So that's also in the mix. You never know what God's going to do through this Hong Kong.
所以实在的，当我们看见事情都非常混乱的时候，我们实在不知道神会做什么奇事在其中。
Okay, I want to wrap things up quickly and just go on to the next slide here, and we'll talk more about how to pray. That's just the verse that reminds us that God sometimes orchestrates events so that the world will know, the nations will know that He is the Lord.
所以在这边我与大家分享的是在以西结书38章23节，就是说神在其中他会有显为大、显为圣。
Okay, let's go on to how to pray for the
接下来我们应该如何为香港的情况祷告呢?
Okay, it is my conviction that since so many Chinese people are on differing sides of the conflict, it is good to pray in support of both sides. So if you have a prayer meeting, be sure that it's not a one-sided prayer meeting supporting only one side, the Beijing side and the protesters side.
所以当我们基督徒聚在一起祷告的时候，让我们切记，我们不要单为一方祷告。我们要为双方，不单是属于北京方面或者香港抗议的方面，我们要为双方来祷告。
If we were having a prayer meeting for the American election in 2020, I would make sure the prayer meeting prays for the Democrats and for the Republicans.
就有如当我们美国要进入选举的时候，我希望我们教会的祷告会不单单是为其中的一个政党来祷告，我们要为同时为民主党也为共和党一起来祷告。
Let me tell you about one church in Hong Kong. If you check out their website, it's called the Methodist International Church. They have a prayer on the front page. So the first thing before you see anything else is a prayer. Hong Kong. I like that. And on the front page of the website, you'll see an illustration of how to pray for both sides.
Oh, 在这边我与大家介绍一个香港的一个教会，就是国际卫理公会。他在他们的教会的网站首页，就是他们的一个祷告。我非常喜欢这样他们教会这样的做法。
This is on their webpage. I'll read it in English. I'll have George just translated in Chinese. Loving God, our Heavenly Father, we pray for the people of Hong Kong Special Administrative Region. We pray especially for all who carry the burden and responsibility of leadership at this time of tension and unrest.
我们在这边我用中文来翻译他们网站首页所放的祷告词。他说：“亲爱的主，我们亲爱的天父，我们为着香港特区的人民来祷告。我们特别是为这些承负重担的执政掌权者要面对现在紧张的局势来祷告。”
So let's go on to the next slide. The next paragraph will actually pray for the leaders. So I'm thinking Carrie Lam and Xi Jinping. May you imbue our leaders with wisdom and humility in all that they are called to do. May they seek to rebuild trust where it is broken and strive to renew a sense of community amongst the people of Hong Kong.
愿意你带领这些执政掌权的，他们有智慧以及谦卑，让他们依着你的呼召来行事。愿意他们再一次重新建立彼此的信任，把这些破口给补起来，让我们整一个社区跟社会再一次有祥和。
Okay, so they don't mention Carrie Lam by name, but I'm thinking they're thinking of Carrie Lam.
我相信他们在这边虽然没有提到林郑月娥的名字，但是我相信这个祷告词里面是指林郑月娥。
Okay, let's go on to the last paragraph, and now they focus on the protesters. We pray for all who are disillusioned with the present and is fearful of the future. May they be reassured that there's a higher power at work that can often be seen. May we again learn to trust in you, Almighty God, for you will accomplish all things according to your good and holy purposes.
接下来他们为另一方面来祷告，也就是为这些主要的抗议人士来祷告。他说：“主啊，我们祷告为这些对于未来绝望以及惧怕的人士祷告，愿意你再一次鼓励他们，让他们知道有更高的一股能力能够带领他们往前。我们相信 你到最后一定会成就你的美善和圣洁。”所以在这边祷告词就为双方来祷告。
Let me conclude then, go to the last slide here and just conclude that take opportunity in your own private prayer or corporately as a church to pray for Hong Kong.
所以愿意我们每一个个人在私底下或者说在一个群体当中，我们一起花时间来为香港祷告。
And so he said the gospel is at stake, so pray that the gospel will be furthered, not impeded.
Yes, 祷告经由这件事件，这个福音能够广传，而不会更受限制。
Pray that the violence will end, and then since Christianity is on display, pray that the world will see that Christ changes people's lives.
我们祷告这个暴力能够停止，我们也愿意借由这样的事件，希望基督能够改变人的生命。
Okay, I'm going to close in prayer. I'll mention Hong Kong, but that'll be the sermon for today.
底下我就为今天的讲章做一个结束祷告。
Lord Jesus, you call us to pray in order that we might live peaceful and quiet lives. And so we pray for that for Hong Kong now.
主，你要我们祷告，为再世能够平安度日来祷告。因此，我们在这里为香港的局势祷告。
Would you open up the doors for us to have conversations about Jesus from conversations about the situation in Hong Kong with our family and friends?
主，愿你借由香港的事件，让我们能够打开一个福音的对话，把福音传给我们的朋友和家人。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主的名，Amen.